USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters are literally rushing toward downtown Midland, Michigan, forcing 10,000 people out of their homes. Officials say that downtown area could end up being under 9 feet of water within the next few hours. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency after two dams breached upstream from the city of 42,000 following several days of rain. Restaurants and retail stores in Connecticut are welcoming customers back today. It means all 50 states are now at least partially reopened after shutdowns against the coronavirus. Health officials say Americans still risk becoming infected, though. The virus now having sickened more than 1.5 million people in the United States and killing nearly 92,000. Vice President Pence to visit Orlando today, where he'll stop by a nursing home and deliver personal protection equipment. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he was an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden calling it totally irresponsible for President Trump to be taking hydroxychloroquine to try to protect against COVID-19. Biden saying so at a virtual town hall last night. Federal health officials have repeatedly warned against taking the drug to prevent or treat the virus. Legendary rock and roller Little Richard will be laid to rest later today on the campus of Oakwood University in Huntsville, Alabama, where he briefly studied theology years ago. He died last week at 87. Fans of TV host Ryan Seacrest were expressing concern after American Idol's Sunday finale, as Seacrest appeared to have an enlarged left eye and slurred speech. But he was back on the air for Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday and said, "Everything is fine."
And also all the very kind well wishes from my exhaustion working around the clock. So I got a day off to relax, and here we are once again at it on Live.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Debate continues on Capitol Hill about an additional stimulus package, one that would especially help state and local governments in the face of the pandemic. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A debate is continuing on Capitol Hill regarding bailing out states during the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview on Fox and Friends, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw says it's no secret states like California and New York have spent a lot more than other red states and are having trouble balancing their budgets.
Well, it's no secret that blue states like California and New York, they have vastly more expenditures than red states like Texas and Florida that balance their budgets. New York and California are in a lot of debt. They have really massive pension programs. And this is on top of the fact that they actually tax their citizens to a huge extent. And it also should be said that a lot of the coronavirus expenditures are in the form of Medicaid, which the federal government already pays for. And so it's really hard for me from Texas to tell my taxpayers here that your federal tax dollars should go to other states that, you know, in the case of California, wasn't that hit that hard by coronavirus, but they want to bail out nonetheless. And that's because their state finances were so bad before all of this happened.
Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.